Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States Senate must stand firm. They cannot approve any nominee by President Barack Obama to replace Justice Scalia. Justice Scalia was a strong voice on the U.S. Supreme Court for originalism, a strong voice for saying that the Constitution means exactly what it says and the justices have no authority to go outside of the Constitution. If Obama nominates someone and the Senate approves that nomination, then the Supreme Court will ultimately tilt away from the Constitution for decades. That's why it's so critical. We're going to be talking about it in Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is a critical moment in history. I never would have thought that Scalia would predecease some of the other justices on the Supreme Court. We have Scalia at 79 years of age. Other than being overweight, you know, he seemed otherwise relatively healthy. He's actually out on a hunting trip. He is someone who travels around the country and even around the world. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on the other hand, is 82 years of age and has not been, over the last several years, in good health. So she was the one that everyone, if you were going to think which one would predecease, it would have been Ginsburg, not Scalia. So it's a real shock that Scalia is the one who predeceased. Ginsburg is 82. Kennedy is 79, about ready to turn 80 earlier this year of 2016. And then Breyer is 78 years of age. So you've got, in addition to the vacancy with Scalia, you've got three other people between the ages of 78, almost 79, and 82, moving towards 83. So those are the three also potential vacancies that will be coming up in the near future.
Well, and what's shocking, the reports are that the feds who are investigating this have said there will be no autopsy. And Justice Scalia was allegedly, he was apparently found in his bed with a pillow over his face. Or a lot of really, I'm not going to join along with the conspiracy buffs and say, you know, that somebody took him out. But there are certainly circumstances here that would warrant an autopsy to, at the very least. All of that said, under the circumstances and the timing of this in an election year, there has not been an election year appointment, and never one that would be during such a controversial time when there's such a balance on the Supreme Court. There's never been, you know, an election year Supreme Court nominee rammed through, and neither should there be. And of course, Chuck Schumer, who is now calling what, you know, Republicans, Mitch McConnell's and others who are saying no, they will not be bringing a vote and will not be putting a Obama nominee up for a vote. They're calling this obstructionism. Of course, Chuck Schumer, the hypocrisy abounds here. In 2007, he said that they should not confirm any Bush nominee to the Supreme Court except under extraordinary circumstances. That was an exact quote. But he was trying to block all Bush nominees, even to the lower courts. And President Obama himself was a quote, obstructionist, to use their own definition, when he joined a filibuster of Justice Samuel Alito. So, you know, you would expect, you know, based on history here, that there would be no way that Republicans would, allow an election year Obama radical leftist nominee to replace Justice Scalia on the high court.
You would think so. You know, in this particular situation, I wish they would do an autopsy. I know the family did not want to do an autopsy, and I certainly understand their concern. But on the other hand, Scalia is a national figure, and he otherwise was healthy. He goes to bed at 9 o'clock in the evening on Friday, doesn't complain about any problems. There's nothing that's come out that he had some real problems other than he had a torn rotator cuff. Interestingly, on Wednesday, he called one of his good friends and he said that the world has just lost one of its greatest tennis competitors. He's referring to himself. He says he won't be able to play tennis anymore because he has the torn rotator cuff in his shoulder. And he went for an MRI that confirmed that on Wednesday and Thursday of that week, finding out what he needed to do with his shoulder. You know, it's unfortunate that they didn't do an autopsy. But beyond that, here's what we have. We've got every person who Obama has nominated in the past for these judges, and he's nominated over 300 people that have been confirmed to the courts, really changing in a drastic way the future of the judiciary at all levels, two of them on the United States Supreme Court. If he were to nominate someone for the U.S. Supreme Court, we know the kind of person he would nominate. And unlike the Republicans who have nominated people in the past and they've been hit and misses because they haven't been ideologically driven, they've been politically driven, Obama is ideologically driven, and his nominations, they do what he ultimately would want them to do. Basically not respect the intent of the Constitution, because Obama wants to look at the Constitution as a so-called living, breathing document in the sense that it doesn't really mean what it says. And it's up to the justices to say what it is and change the meaning of it from time to time based upon their own political whim. Thus you have abortion, thus you have same-sex marriage, and so forth. Even you have Obamacare. That had nothing to do with the original understanding of the Constitution. So that's the kind of person he wants. It would be taking Scalia's position and making it 180 degrees different than what he has been. And that would mean for decades, because these people serve life appointments. Some of them serve for 20, 30 years. Scalia was pushing 30 years on the bench. So you have individuals who will be there for several decades, and that will change the future of America. Beyond that, so I think we need to do two things. Number one, the Senate needs to block any nomination, and they're going to get a lot of pressure, lots of pressure. But we need to make sure that they hear us loud and clear. They need to block any nomination. Number two, we need to elect a good president to the United States, because it's going to be important who occupies that White House in 2017 to not only replace Scalia, but potentially to nominate people to replace one or more of the other three remaining justices who are between the ages of 78 and 82 years of age.
Well, listen to a Senator Barack Obama in 2006 talking about a Bush nominee, Justice Samuel Alito. He said, "I will be supporting the filibuster because I think Justice Alito, in fact, is someone who is contrary to core American values, not just liberal values." Well, what, you know, turnabout is fair play here, President Obama, as Senator Senate Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, has said it is standard practice to not confirm nominations to the Supreme Court in an election year. Senator Grassley said this: "The fact of the matter is that it's been a standard practice over the last 80 years to not confirm Supreme Court nominees during a presidential election year." So it's not like this is some new unprecedented thing. It is standard practice, and it's to be expected. The odd thing would be, for President Obama to even nominate here a replacement for Justice Scalia is presumptuous on his part. So the standard practice would be to block him. And Senator Mitch McConnell has said that it's a non-starter. He is not going to allow this to be pushed through. And Senator Grassley has said he won't even bring it up before the Judiciary Committee. So I hope they stand firm and hold their ground. As you mentioned, there's going to be tremendous pressure in the press and elsewhere for them to cave on this.
Yeah, we know we've heard from the Senate leadership before. And we know that they said that they were going to do this, and they ultimately did it for a little while, like on the blocking of the even shutting down the government in 2013, but then they caved. So we need to not only make sure that they start well, but that they finish well. Go to libertycouncil.com, and sign the petition urging the senators to block the nominations of President Obama. Again, go to libertycouncil.com, and there we have a petition asking the senators to block any nomination by President Barack Obama to fill Justice Scalia's vacant seat. We cannot allow that to happen. We must not allow that to happen. We must be very, very vigorous in this, because if the Republicans cave on this, who are controlling the Senate, then literally we lose our liberties for decades at the Supreme Court. You know, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be having this discussion that the Supreme Court is so influential. It's never been that way. It's gotten out of control. And I think a bigger debate, right now our immediate issue is to block the nominations, but I think a bigger debate is to rein in the Supreme Court. It's not supposed to have this kind of influence and power over this country. For more information, go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counts in your prayers and in your financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.